Hello, I'm Gosha from Cosmic Agency. Today's video is very nice. It's one of my favorite topics to explore metaphysically, and it's about the ether. It will be divided into two parts. The first part is Svaru's exposition, is still from our material from the past, a recent, very recent past. And then in the second part, it's a chat between Svaru and myself, and Robert was also present, during which I have a very interesting conversation about the nature of the ether and the all, the so-called all, the infinite, the ether, and whether there is something still beyond it or whether the ether encompasses all there is. So please stay tuned for the duration of the video, as the second part is more interactive and might grab your interest, I am pretty sure. I'm going to see you in the middle of the video with some comments about certain things. Enjoy the video. See you soon.
Intelligence has many definitions. They say that a chicken is less intelligent than a dog, or a bird than a cat. But it turns out that by being a bird, you have all the intelligence you need, and likewise for the cat, chicken, or dog. You do not need to understand quantum physics to be intelligent, because there is no need for a hummingbird to know the string theory. But in itself, by accumulating knowledge and integrating it consciously, intelligence does develop. It goes hand in hand. One thing does not happen without the other. We can describe it as music, because it is. It is a sequence with a time frame between each pulse of energy. Each pulse reaches the same point before it collapses. So, an energy concentration point is maintained that does not go back to be only potential again. If this point is a particle of hard matter, then if we put together more same ones, they join together to form more complex molecules and then objects, planets, suns. An object, let's say a pencil, it has that form because it has a complicated system, dense or harmonic frequency group of a frequency that sustains them as an object. A car, more complex harmonics of billions of variables or pulsations of energy, keeping at that specific point all the molecules to form car. But in itself, there is no matter. It does not exist. It is just another form that comes out or emanates from the standing waves within the ether. The amount of calculations is enormous. Everything is artificially generated with pulsations and micropulsations of electromagnetic energy. For example, inside a Tigetan computer, instead of chips, traditional silica, microprocessors or transistors, there are series of several million nanoparticle accelerators. In themselves, they affect the field that generates the tunes or the sequence of pulsations, harmonics, that dictates the formation points of the standing waves that will form the object. Computers here do not only do mathematical calculations, they mostly draw or use probabilities within a quantum field. And what controls the harmonics of a frequency, if it is artificial? It is the quantum microaccelerators. And naturally, it is the very thought of a conscious being that determines the order and sequence of the harmonics, forming the law of mirrors and the law of attraction. Consciousness, your memories, your mind, your soul, all that you are is the ether itself. it is not in the body. It's just a translator that you developed yourself. You are a wave with a crest and valley like in the sea. The sea is the ether where everything comes from. The other waves with their crests and valleys are the other people. You are part of the same, but maintaining your individuality. You are born, you grow and live, and you die, but you are still there. You form another wave, and then another. All there is ether. The rest is just ideas, a dream created in the great mind that is the whole. The rhythm of these waves, your position between them, the frequency and distance between them are the harmonics. And together they form the sea and a seemingly solid reality. But it is only apparent. You are ether, dreaming, being a person. Indestructible and timeless, eternal, without beginning or end. Your table is only solid because the molecular magnetic charges that compose it repel against those of your hand. But it is only energy in an eternal dance following what the supreme consciousness that you represent as a wave in the great sea of the ether dictates. What does not receive creative attention will become potential energy again, where it came from. An abandoned car, an abandoned house, is destroyed and becomes something useful from the point of view of the closest creative consciousness that can use that potential energy. If you don't need it anymore, that house will be eaten by termites, and the forest will reclaim that area again. Only the toughest things remain, or it is those that take longer to become potential energy, because they are the ones that received the most creative energy in the first place. Stone walls still stand, because in themselves they also contain the consciousness and presence of the minerals there, which are consciousness. But in the end, all will return to being only potential energy, by losing the attention of who created them. The more attention an object received, the longer it will dissipate that energy, but it will dissipate sooner or later, if someone doesn't pay attention to it. Harmonics of a frequency, ordered pulsations of thoughts of a creative consciousness, in precise mathematical order, numbers between trillions of billions per object. You created your world. You understand why you created it that way or not. There is nothing to worry about ever. You are just dreaming. Harmonics from the scientific perspective are only electromagnetic pulsations in perfect mathematical order, obeying toroidal formulas. Everything is a toroid. All matter comes from the toroid. From an atom, molecule, apple, car, your toothbrush, to Earth, Sun, and galaxy. Everything is based on the same precise and even predictable mathematical principles once they are understood. That is why the Earth cannot be flat. It simply could not have manifested, could not exist. What a holographic quantum computer achieves or does is to emulate or copy a brain. The brain also calculates probabilities within a quantum field, between the seemingly material world and the etheric side, where you really reside, who you are. The computer only copies it and captures it with greater electromagnetic intensity in terms of voltages, amperes, joules, ergs, and other measures, accelerating the process of manifestation. It is the same from a ship in supraluminal flight. Its high-energy toroid of controlled frequencies with extreme accuracy and precision makes it incompatible energetically and in terms of its harmonics that keep it as existing with its place of origin. It jumps into the ether, becoming the ship's potential energy contained in an artificial bubble that still contains all the information of the harmonics of its frequencies that in turn maintain the energy in the form of ship and its occupants. To change the harmonics of their frequencies artificially again, become compatible with the destination. There is no movement through space. There is no displacement. And there are no distances to travel, since from the ether everything is, and everything that exists, the entire universe, is all contained, superimposed within the ether. By description, everything that exists occupies the same space, intertwined as a fabric. You only change where you are compatible according to your harmonics, frequencies, and vibrations. And where you are compatible, it is where you are.
At this point, I would like to just add a few comments from myself about the ether and how I understand the nature of our mind and who we are relates to that. And I want to share with you just this very, very, very small insight that I had when I was falling asleep. When I was falling asleep, just on this verge of being awake and asleep. And I was thinking about this whole ether thing and myself being the ether and everything at the same time, as well as being individualized self simultaneously. And suddenly, just before going to sleep, I felt like I was thrown into that ether level in some way. And I perceived myself from that higher level as, like Svaru explained in this video, as a sort of wave that just appeared to experiment life and perceive things materially through its own pinpointed point of awareness. I'm not sure if that exists, pinpointed. Like Svaru said, we are the sea and we are the wave at the same time. But now, if we could shift our attention to the sea level and perceive experientially ourselves on that sea level, then it would be so much easier for us to really practically understand that from that field, we could basically jump, in a way, into any point of that field and create another wave and perceive the field from that another point of perspective. Now remember that the ether, the all, is not lineal and there is no time there, which means that being there in the source, in the ether, and emerging as a wave at any point of the sea, we could emerge materially on a 3D reflection plane at any point in time, which leads us to the insane for us idea of basically being able to reincarnate at any point of history. Remember, the reincarnation is not lineal, it's cyclical, it's not lineal at all, in a way, from the source point of view, from any point of view, actually, I'm thinking. So, if you, now I'm just like completely philosophizing right now, just sharing with you what I felt when I was falling asleep. So, if I'm just talking about, for example, when we die, right? We go to the source, let's say we go to the source, and we could emerge at any point in time, because time is only perceived as time from this plane. But from that perspective, we could emerge, we could just be the wave at any point of the sea, because the sea includes all times, the past, present, and future, and even all different densities and planes. It includes all. I mean, it opens up to so many insane for us possibilities. And also now, another thing, that let's not even talk about the source or the ether, but a little less, a layer less, let's call it the oversoul. Because as I see, there is like an oversoul to our soul that includes several different people. That's where the topic of soulmates comes in, probably, even though I haven't discussed the topic of soulmates in detail with Sparu or with anybody yet. And then over that oversoul, there is another layer, and another layer, and another layer, and in the end, there's just one. There is just one soul, the source, the ether, that embodies us all. But let's say on the lower level, the oversoul. Now, if that oversoul has no time, it could, and it does, there is so many variations here, emerge in the 3D as a wave, as another person, express itself as another person, while me here, also part of that oversoul, is experimenting life in a 3D or 5D here in this body. So we could have two people living simultaneously, occupying the same timeline and density, being basically part of the same oversoul, being basically the same person. If you look at it that way, that could explain the soulmates, because you are basically the same person. And the even freakier idea is, I think we talked about this some time ago, is that if there is no time on that level and it's all cyclic, at one point when we go back to the field, we could emerge again in a material plane as that other person, and that other person goes back here to us. So in a way, when we are looking at our soulmate, we are looking at ourselves. That's why it feels so special when you are in presence of such a person. So I'm just philosophizing right now. Everything that I'm talking about actually is something that is happening, that is taking place. I have talked to Sbaru about this a few times. So it's all highly interesting, fascinating. Anyway, back to the video. In this part, I'm going to be questioning if there is anything beyond the ether. And I think it's a very, very fascinating conversation. So enjoy it. And I'll see you in the next video, because that's it from me. I'm not going to appear anymore in this one. Enjoy.
Thank you, Sbaru. I have a question. Why do the molecules of the hand repel against those of the table? Where does this come from? Did we program it this way from higher planes too, in order to interact with ourselves, me with the table, to have fun this way? because they have different harmonics of a frequency, and one is invasive for the other. That effect of repulsion is what creates the law of matter that says that two objects with mass cannot share the same place. If you change density, that does happen, which explains why certain beings or certain technology, such as a tractor beam, can pass through the walls. But why are they different, the harmonics of a frequency? How did this difference occur? First, because one harmonic or group of harmonics defines the shape of the potential energy as your hand, and another group with other harmonics define that potential energy as a table. The difference causes the molecules to repel, creating the illusion that your hand cannot move through the table because it is solid. In itself, there is another difficult, critical point to explain, but of the maximum importance here. From the ether, there are no distances, no time, and everything that exists in the universe from the material point of view, no matter what the density or plane, is contained within the ether without any distance one from another. They are all only superimposed there, and you can only see a place or a position in time of a place by the frequency or the perception range of frequencies that the observer has. The ether is the supreme creator consciousness of everything, the original source, the sum of all seemingly external individual consciousnesses, in the form of holographic fragments of the whole, which contain all the form and qualities and characteristics of the original. That intelligence is you, and all of us, as seemingly separate entities, are just the same. Don't you feel that the ether is still only the medium for something even more beyond? And that this something could be working through the ether, I perceive? I feel that there could be something further beyond even the ether itself. I don't know how to explain it, but I sense it. Maybe the ether is everything, the all, but like a bridge with a manifested world. I'm just getting this from my distant intuitive perception now, philosophizing and thinking. I do not say it is so. The ether includes everything and all planes and every moment on all planes. By definition, it only is, and it cannot be a means to anything else, since it is all-inclusive. If there were more, it would just be more ether. For the ether to be only an organism or person consciousness on another plane that in itself was only one of more consciousnesses that in turn were unified to form something even bigger, a supra-ether, this would be a contradiction in terms, given that the ether, being all-inclusive and infinite, would also include a more expanded ether. The ether has to be everything. Whatever you add to it is only more ether, and it is the perception of the one who adds that defines it as something extra that is not ether. The infinite cannot contain anything beyond the infinite. It's just more infinite. I get it. But I feel there are more things here yet to explore. Difficult to explain in words, although I don't know what it is. Those other things to explore are isolated parts within the infinite ether itself. You think? Yes, it could be. If it is an isolated part, it is only a part of the whole, of the ether. Although I still feel that the all that we feel the ether is, it can also be a part of some game beyond, perhaps. One day I will find out. I feel that all this never ends. Whenever we think we have reached the all, it's not the end. there are more things to understand about that very the all. Is it possible that beyond the all, there is something that the all does not include? Gosha, that can only be more ether. The same concept of beyond only includes more of the infinite. If you have something infinite, the all, it is just infinite. Whatever you add is included in the infinite. The all seems too small for me. One day I will do an expedition there, beyond the all, to the borders of infinity. Infinity cannot, by definition, have borders. And the ether is not small. It is only the mind that cannot comprehend the concept of something that includes everything and is everything simultaneously. The infinite is as large as the holographic part of the ether that tries to perceive it, a person. The problem here is that it is not something that is a theory, as one would think on Earth. This is the how and the why a ship can travel instantly thousands upon thousands of light years, and also why it can go anywhere in time. It is something already empirical for the interstellar races. Yes. What also amazes me is your technological ability to operate the ether as consciousness itself does, creating matter, inserting objects. How did you get to this point of technological advancement? How did you get to develop all this technology? Calculating probabilities within a quantum field. It is thousands and thousands of years of technology. And something else happens. This technology comes to us, or reached us, from other races and our race. By hoops or circles in the same time, where, strictly speaking, from the point of view of a timeline which we perceive, there is no one who created that technology. It comes from the ether, because it was imported from another side, that in turn comes from another side. Example. If you have a creative idea, let's use E equals MC2. Einstein receives the formula given by another Einstein, and that Einstein travels to the past and gives it to himself. Who came up with the formula? There is no creative process or creative effort, but there it is. Is this what really happens? A Taygetan ship appeared and said it came from the future. And the person on the ship teaches those present to make another ship. But as it is Taygeta, those people will grow and in turn give that technology to their descendants, and these to theirs. Until one day, it occurs to someone to go back to the past, to sow that technology. Where did it come from? Well, where did it come from, Zvaru? The ether already contains all the possibilities. It already contains all possible situations. It contains all the technology that there might be. There is no one who created it because it comes from the ether. This defeats the matrix concept of having to work to deserve. This means that you can be and have it all if you only learn one thing. Manipulate frequencies with your mind. And manipulating frequencies with your mind is the same thing that a starship does, only that with great voltage and force in order of several TeVs, it does it very fast, because from the ether, the ship accesses the whole and can have at your disposal everything that is contained in the ether. But how are frequencies manipulated with the mind? What is the process exactly? I already imagined some techniques, but what is the exact process from your point of view? Inner work, facing shadows. Why? This is why. If you are 1,000 points, your present consciousness with which you want things and with which you think is only 22% of everything you are as a person, holographic fragment of the source, apparently isolated from other people who are only alternate versions of yourself. The 980 points are your subconscious and your unconscious. It is contained in your physical body as a direct program of interpretation of the main container of your unconscious, your astral body, contained in a physical body that is nothing more than a seemingly limited solid part of your astral body. They are the same. So you say, I want to manifest a cake. And you say that with 2% of who you are, because the remaining 98% are spent rambling and constantly contradicting. Why is this? Because there is a contradiction or a separation between the astral body and the physical body, because it is artificially separated, even though it is the same. This physical separation is the matrix, with its limiting frequencies, preserving the apparent difference between the physical hard matter and the etheric or astral body. As Carl Jung said, everything you repress will come back later as destiny. This is because there is a great trauma in the human being as a secondary proto-species. This trauma has created a separation due to the need to repress the unwanted and unmanageable for the human mind. It is said on Earth that the trauma is or was caused by the cataclysms of the Earth, the Great Flood, and then the subsequent change of magnetic poles. To me, it is something more simple and painfully obvious. It is the invasive artificial separation between the physical body and the astral and etheric body, caused by the imposition of the lunar matrix 12,500 years ago, because it creates a clear separation between knowing oneself as something physical, hard matter, and at the same time knowing inwardly to be something eternal, indestructible and etheric. Physical body, hard matter, versus spirit and eternal soul. That is the great trauma. The ego is what results from the destruction of the I. Carl Jung. This is what destroyed the I. The I is the unification between the spirit and the body that is nothing more than a projection of limited frequency perception range. The unified self is the quantum self, the one who is unified. We need interior work to face fears and traumas, to accept negativity, hate, and all the negative that we all possess, to integrate it into our being, to equally accept our dark sides, as they too define us. And do not worry, as the negative parts, when faced with love and acceptance, dissolve, only leaving behind the unified, the I, the quantum I, what you really are, complete and without fragments. Love is not the highest frequency, far from it. The highest frequency is integration.